Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. Today on the podcast, we are going to be talking about, can ChatGPT predict the stock market? And this is also in addition to a very interesting news headline about someone claiming to use ChatGPT to predict winning lottery numbers and actually winning. So today on the podcast, we are going to dive into all of that. We're going to be talking about what is happening in the industry in finance specifically, and are we about to replace financial analysts? So all of this comes from a study which was done by a university in Florida, where essentially they put over 50,000 news headlines about different companies dating back to October 2021. They fed them into the chatbot, and then they had ChatGPT evaluate whether the news was good, bad, or irrelevant to the company's stock price. What's important here is it's not just saying, like, is this good or bad news? It's saying, you know, relevant to the company's stock price. So, you know, ChatGPT has to have some understanding of not just, you know, is this positive or negative for the company, but does this actually negative enough to affect the stock price or positive enough to actually make, you know, those sort of impacts? And like, what are the things that affect stock prices? So I think that, in my opinion, is pretty interesting. In any case, they then use this to analyze and determine whether, you know, they got the responses back from ChatGPT, and they had it predict if the company's stock performance was going to improve or be worse on the following day, following one of these news headlines coming out. So in any case, they did this on the study from all of this past data, and the study found that a significant positive correlation between the ChatGPT scores and the actual next day stock performance was shown. So companies with a higher score from this, you know, ChatGPT test, they tended to have better returns than those with a lower score on the day following the article headlines. And what was really interesting about this is that ChatGPT actually pretty much, it outperformed traditional, what you would call traditional sentiment analysis methods. So this is already something that's popular in the industry, right? You already have financial analysts doing this kind of thing, and different models and software, yada, yada, that kind of do this. But ChatGPT actually outperformed those traditional methods. And so what's interesting is those traditional methods, they do news headlines, social media, like coverage, how people are responding to them. And they kind of use a bunch of different things to predict it. But even with that kind of richer data and more real-time live data, ChatGPT still did a better job. So the researchers concluded from this that incorporating advanced language models like ChatGPT into, you know, your investment decision-making process is absolutely a good way to, you know, more accurately predict what's actually happening in the stock market. So, you know, this is really interesting. Obviously, they had the disclaimers like, don't use ChatGPT for all your stock market, you know, financial investing advice, obviously makes sense. But I think it's pretty interesting because obviously this is showing that these traditional models that we've been using for a long time are not even as powerful as ChatGPT. And I think that there's a massive opportunity here for financial analysts to use this, number one, or be replaced, right? Like we're seeing in a lot of different industries. I recently heard from someone in our Facebook group. He is, he had a company that did like writing for people. And obviously everyone, he lost a lot of clients because people were switching over to just getting ChatGPT to write articles for SEO and that kind of stuff. And so he had to switch his mindset from, you know, I'm not going to let ChatGPT replace me. I'm going to be the person that knows how to use ChatGPT the best so I can stay on top and still offer value. So I love that mindset shift from him. And I think we're going to see that with every industry, whether that's ChatGPT or any AI or any innovation in any industry, right? Like some people are going to roll over and, you know, think like their career or their industry is over. And the people that are going to win are the ones that use it, leverage it, and become the best at using these AI and these new technological innovations. So anyways, aside from that random tangent, I think all of this is really relevant though, because we have also seen that, you know, we reported earlier on Bloomberg GPT, which essentially is Bloomberg News, that has went and kind of has this massive data set of all of these financial documents, news, filings, press releases, social media from a whole bunch of different companies. You know, they've been doing this for a long time, and they created Bloomberg GPT, which they claim is a model that's going to improve on, you know, sentiment analysis, news classification, headline generation, question answering, and a lot of other query related tasks in the finance space. So it's going to be interesting to see if Bloomberg GPT is as effective as ChatGPT at this. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because this isn't just something with Bloomberg. This is a lot of companies around the globe that are doing these kind of using their data sets to train these new models. And it's really interesting. What I'm really curious about is if these companies are going to be able to compete with ChatGPT, or if, you know, ChatGPT with its massive data set will have an advantage over these like highly specific models. That's something that we're gonna have to watch when these are launched. Obviously, a lot of these things are just announced and not launched right away, but we are able to use ChatGPT right away. So I think this is really interesting. And then one other funny bit of news in this kind of ChatGPT prediction tangent is that there was recently an article about a guy in Thailand. His name is Patahakorn Boran, and he was on TikTok talking about how he used ChatGPT to predict the lottery and won. And it's not really that much money. I think it's about 2,000 Taiwanese dollars or whatever their currency is there, which is the equivalent of about $60 US. So not that much money, but it is interesting to see what his method was. So he said that he put a few hypothetical questions and some winning numbers from previous years into ChatGPT and asked it to come up with some new, you know, some numbers that would help him to win. And he was talking to a local news outlet, and he said, you know, he's been using ChatGPT for a while to generate winning lottery things. And he said on several occasions, all fruitful. I mean, so I'm assuming he's claiming to have done this before, but he really only has proof of the one time. And so, yeah, he says that ChatGPT told him that winning the lottery was about luck, and it reminded him not to be obsessed with this new hobby. It also told him to go outside and do something like exercise, which I think is pretty funny. But it did give him some numbers. He did use them and he won. So I would love to hear what your opinion is on that. If you join our Facebook group, let me know. Is he lucky? Was ChatGPT a genius? Did he strike gold? Or is the lottery system going to have to revise how they do things? Or is it kind of a coincidence that maybe a bunch of people tried to do that? I don't know. In any case, I think it is, you know, this whole stock market analysis angle is obviously a lot more concrete, a lot more data behind it than the, you know, winning the lottery. And so I think it's going to be a really big area that financial analysts are going to have to use or adapt or be replaced, because ChatGPT is really good at predicting the stock markets, next day moves based off of the news. And that is something that previously, you know, we were getting big hedge funds and highly skilled, highly trained people to do. So just another area that seems to have been automated and has potential for some massive disruption in the future. If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.